Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 8th of April. The Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. To be spiritually minded is to present ourselves each day as zoified identities for fellowship with Christ in his offering and sufferings. Paul described this as coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace to secure us in this fellowship, so that we are being delivered from the other law, we are being regenerated and renewed in the spirit of our mind, and we are bringing forth the fruit that Christ has already borne for us through his offering once for all. This is the implication of obtaining the grace of Jesus Christ. Our capacity to journey with Christ in the fellowship of his grace and thereby fulfill the will of God is only possible by the capacity or power of the sevenfold Spirit of God, which we receive when we are baptized by the Holy Spirit. This is the third dimension of baptism. Once immersed in the Spirit himself fills us full, making us his temple. This baptism is indicated by the capacity to speak in tongues. We can continue to fulfill the will of the Father as a member of Christ in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings by the capacity of the Spirit until the day of resurrection. At this time, those who have been born as sons of God with the divine nature and saved through regeneration and renewing as sons of men receive a spiritual body. This was called by Paul the adoption, the redemption of our body. Their physical body is made immortal and incorruptible by the word of the Son. It is then clothed with their heavenly body, which they receive from the Father. This spiritual body is as physical as it is spiritual, and as spiritual as it is physical. Significantly, the spiritual body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. In this temple, the Holy Spirit fellowships with our spirit. This happens at the altar of our conscience. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 23, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19, Acts chapter 2 verse 4, and Romans chapter 8 verse 23. For further study, Romans chapter 8.